Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, brought to you by Gig Strategic. If you need more customers, you need more traffic to your site, that's how you go out of business. So if you need help with that, please reach out to Get Started Marketing. We're going to do a teaching lesson today, and I love being able to teach and work with you all, my aspiring entrepreneurs, and that's what you are, or you're a business owner that's maybe struggling, or a business owner that's hitting it out of the park. If you're doing that, you still want to learn. You still want to get better. Golly, my entire business journey was reading books and studying great companies. What we're talking about today is why your customers don't trust you. Why your customers don't trust you. And if they don't trust you, you're never going to make the big money. You're just never going to make the big money. I love in his book, The Speed of Trust, Stephen Covey talks about how Warren Buffett can do a deal in a fraction of the time other people do. Because when Warren Buffett says he's going to pay this amount of money on this given day, and this is the terms, you can bet your life on it. He has over 60 years of credibility. And speed saves money. Trust saves money, which makes you more money. See, my customers trust me, and because of that, customers that used to pay me $2,000 now give me $200,000 for not much more of my time. So where I used to make $2,000, now we make $200,000. Why? They trust me. They know that I'm going to do everything I say I'm going to do. Okay, trust. And in this day and age of very, you know, a lot of smoke and mirrors and a lot of online stuff where you don't know who to trust, you got to be careful. So I'm going to share with you how you can develop better trust with your customers. Number one is have clear expectations, not foggy expectations. See, foggy expectations is when you tell me something, I still am not quite sure what you told me. I was speaking with somebody the other day and I'm like, tell me what your company does and why I should hire you. And they told it to me. I had no idea what came out of this person's mouth. I had no idea. I said, please, can you dumb this down for like a 12-year-old, a struggling 12-year-old, very average, maybe a below average. I'm not a rocket scientist. I don't want foggy expectations. I want clear expectations. And so do your customers. So one reason why your customers don't trust you is that you have very foggy expectations. It's not clear. I like expectations that can be laid out in bullet points. Okay? Number two, why your customers don't trust you is there's bad communication. And this is through the entire process. I placed an order today from a company and I got a text right away telling me when it was coming. And I'm fairly confident if it's going to be late, they're going to tell me. When it gets delivered, they're going to tell me. So your customers don't trust you because you're not communicating well with them. And there's so many ways to communicate with customers. But I have found if you just communicate with your customer and tell, well, even bad news, just I hate to tell you this, but such and such happened. In one of my businesses, costs have gone up considerably on construction material. And I had to tell a customer, we're up 7.5% right now on your job because of that. You know, I give them a chance to get out of the deal. If they want to get out, that's fine. But I tell them, I don't think the prices are going to change. So if you're going to bet on that, clear communication. Again, we have foggy expectations versus clear expectations. We have bad communication versus very up-to-date, very accurate communication. Well, the accurate communication builds trust. Number three is you failed to deliver what you promised. What did you promise your customers? What was the expectation? Did you give defined deadlines? I do this with a lot of clients when they'll be talking to me about money and they think somebody could do it for less. And I always tell them, did you honestly think our company was going to be less expensive? Well, no, okay, you're right. So we get that because they know we're not inexpensive. But I go, listen, have them put in their contract when they're going to start and when they're going to finish. I bet they don't do it. I said, I'm just going to give you a challenge. And of course, They're not going to do that. We're going to do it. So that's one of the ways that we build trust with our customers. And we tell them, if this date shifts, you're going to know why it happened. You're going to be updated. What? That's that clear communication we talked about in the previous point. So you set clear expectations, you communicate timely and accurately, and then you deliver what you promised. Again, business is fairly simple. The third pillar in business is fulfillment. Do you fulfill? Do you give what you promise? I remember the ball shoe line? Lorenzo and all that whole, the three brothers and the father set up the shoe that was going to be like $450, and they had a ton of pre-orders, and then they're like an A-plus rated, they're like an F-plus minus. Where you want to be an A-plus rated, they're like an F because they couldn't deliver on any of it. They pre-sold all these shoes but couldn't deliver any of them. Some of you want to do an online business. My question is, can you deliver what you're promising in the time frame that you're promising it? Okay? That's the fulfillment part. If you don't, customers are not going to trust you. Next, disorganized billing. I have a contractor that we work with that every time they give us a bill, I got to sit down and reverse engineer this thing because I know that it's not accurate. And they're getting close to losing our business. And once it happens once, my antenna goes up. But when it happens twice, I start thinking you're crooked. And I think if you have just disorganized billing, however you do it, a customer needs to look and say, okay, I agreed to buy this and I paid this. Simple. So have your billing more accurate, because billing should be 100% accurate. Number five, do you communicate? And this is just getting back to communication, because this is what it boils down to. Tell me what I told you and how you understand it. This is a little secret that I've used with my customers. Because I always tell a client of mine, you win all coin tosses. I don't want to argue with you, because I hold my communication skills to a higher standard. And I'll ask a client, tell me what I told you and how you understood it. And there are times when they tell me what I said, and I did say it that way. And now when I'm hearing it, when they say it, I go, yeah, that was foggy. So I'm just getting, this is kind of like a little bonus where I'm just trying to give you a secret. If you communicate with clients, ask them, tell me what you heard me tell you and how you understand it. Periodically do that exercise. I tell you, it will help you a lot in just becoming better with foggy expectations and bad communication. That little exercise, that little bonus there that I just shared with you will help you with number one and number two. All right, I shared with you four things that will improve your customer trust level. Number one was foggy expectations versus clear expectations. Number two is bad communication, which it means it's unclear communication, it's untimely, there is no communication, versus clear communication and timely communication. Example, if you have a delivery that's backordered, you communicate with your clients. They should not reach out to you first to go, where is my package? That's bad communication. Number three is, are you failing to deliver on what you promised? This is the fulfillment side of business. This is one of the three components. Number one is attracting customers. Okay, that's important. Number two is selling customers. Number three is fulfillment. Okay, that's the third pillar of a business. And number four is disorganized billing. And small business owners do this more than they should. They got handwritten. There's a store that I go to buy electrical stuff from, and it's still handwritten invoicing. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Again, what we talked about today is why your customers don't trust you. And I think the things I just shared with you will help you tremendously. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. Please review it, rate it, subscribe to it, share it with others. We'll be top 100 in 100 countries this year. So I'm so excited about how it's been growing. Again, I want to thank you for listening. And it was brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need help getting more customers, reach out to Get Started Marketing. We will talk again soon.